Blog Talk Radio.
Read it. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. Is Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. My friend, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters, Jesus' disciple asked him, Master, when is the end time? He said to his disciple, no man know the end time, even my Father. I'll bow down before the angels that bow down before my Father. They do not know the end time. But you see, when you see walls and ruins of walls, nation rise up against nation, earthquake in divers places, my Lord, even the president of this great country, the people are preventing him from ruling the country. It's just like a household. If the wife do not submit to the husband, it's completely divided. Lord, if there's a divide, if there's a division in the house, how can the country unite? My friends, there is a division in the bedroom. There is a division in the living room. There is a division in the kitchen. There is a division in the hall. There is a division in the car. There is a division on the outside. There is a division in the church. They are division in school. In every aspect of life, they are division where humanity refuses to submit to the order of God. My friends, this world that we are living in is in a critical stage of life. My friend, we have never seen a time. We never seen a time when an 8-year-old boy will take the police, will take the police on in an automobile on the busy highway. My friend, the evidence reflects the word of God said, united we stand, but divided we fall. My friends, there is nowhere we can stand if we continue to be divided. That said the Lord. See, if you're united, you'll stand. But being divided, you are fall already. There are such a position that the president have taken on for the country. He's clamoring for peace with his enemies. But the majority of the people say, we'd rather war with the enemy He is seeking peace with the enemy. The other side of the aisle, seeking war with the enemy. My prayer to God is, yes, that to spare his life, that he will last out the rest of his time. My friends, today's teaching will be coming from the book of the Apostle Rome, from the 8th chapter on the 20th verse. And it began, for the creator was made, that for the creature was made subject to the vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subject the same in hope. Because the creator itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. Oh, my friend, today the birds are yet falling from the air. The crabs dying in the pond. Fish are floating in the beaches. Our beloved. A nation a year, every day, nation arise up against nation. Are there the turmoil in the European? There's a turmoil in Russia. There's a turmoil everywhere. A new one now in Belarus. There's a turmoil everywhere. Oh, my God. There's a turmoil in my house. There's a turmoil in your house. The cry for your 90s. The cry for your Niger. The cry for peace. The cry ring out. The cry ring out. My friend. Police are executing the criminals. And the criminals in turn are executing the policemen. The state governor failing for corruption. Men and men are flooding the courthouse for license to marry. Women and women are flooding the courthouse with license to marriage. My friend, my God placed Adam and Eve in the garden to multiply and plenish the garden. Oh. And I challenge you every minute of my life to see how a woman and a woman can produce a child, or a man and a man produce a child. How can nature didn't provide such incredible provision? The humanness I'm here is a call to repentance. But Jesus said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. To let the blind, deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, the thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call, Lord. It doesn't matter how bad you think you are. If you call upon the name of the Lord, he'll save you. He'll turn you around. He will place your feet on a solid rock. Ah, he put a song in your heart. Praise it in your mouth, the Most High God. Just whosoever calls shall be saved. I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed. I have the Holy Spirit power. When decisions have been made, I am one of his disciples. I will not look back, look up, slow down, back away, or be still. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. My past has been redeemed. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with this worldly thinking. I have given up myself, and I have surrendered myself to the will of God. My friend, my eyes have seen the glory. If you have seen the glory of God like I have, you just say, it's no more I, but it's the Christ live within me. I need no position, promotion, popularity to be heard. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid or on the corner of every street. And I walk by faith, live my faith, and I run my race with patience, labor by the power of the Almighty. My eyes have seen the glory. His glory is awesome. My face is set, my gait is fast. My goal is heaven, my road is narrow. My way is rough, my companion are few. My friends. Some years ago, I chose a companion. My friends. My guide are reliable. My mission is clear. All my interest now is to. I cannot be bought, compromised, or to lure away, turn back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate. The presence of the adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemies. Ponder at the pool of popularity or mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up. I have stayed, don't stay up, store up, pay it up, preach up. For the cause of Jesus. For my eyes have seen the glory. I am the disciple of Jesus. I must go until he come for me. And when he come for me, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he will know me by the blood, his blood applied to my heart. He said, Thomas, trust your hand in my side, the wound in my side that flows blood and water. He said, the fountain that filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel vein and sinner's pledge. The wound is a fountain of blood below Calvary. That flows from my side. And my friends there, and sinners, plunge, whoever you are, beneath that flood. Lose all they have, beloved. Help us today, my God, that they will plunge beneath that flood. that they may plunge beneath that flood. My friend, many are testifying today that they have plunged beneath the flood, but my friend, they haven't been washed in the blood of the Lamb. If you have ever been plunged beneath that flood, you will be evidence, amen, that you wash away self, wash away bigotry, wash away the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is able to wash away criminal activities, wash away. My friends, my friends, what shall we say then? Our grace. And once you have been washed away, my friends, you have lost self. You have lost self. Yeah, sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty sin. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time. If this teaching means anything to you, give me a call, 305-836-9545. Or you may write 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 32147. Dr. Cox will pray with you, will counsel you, will attempt to put you on the right road to glory. Oh, I'll tell you about the hellbound train after a while. And today, it says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travels in pain together until now. Oh, Lord. Father, Father, we have groaned, you groaned. You heard the groaning. Amen. You heard the pain. You heard the pain that we suffer, groaning till now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit. Even as we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to the root, the redemption of our body, our beloved. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then to we with patience waited for him. For it. Likewise the Spirit also help our infirmity. For we know not what we shall pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Oh, my Lord. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. My friend. My friend. This is not my word. This is the Holy Word. See, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. My friend, today we whom he did for known, he also did predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, Jesus, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestine them to also call, and whom he called them to be justified, and whom he justified, then he also glorified. Who? What shall we then say to those things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give up all things? Who shall lay any things to the charge of God? Elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yet rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God, from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. My friends, when you have taken up the word of God, he was counted as sheep for the slaughter. Everybody slaughter you. Your best friend slaughter you. Your children slaughter you. Your wife slaughter you. Your mother and your father, your brother, your sister, they all slaughter you. Because you are a sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. My friends, the high point in this teaching today he said, for it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all day long. Beloved, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Oh, my friend, are you willing to be sheep for the slaughter? My friend, render sheep for the slaughter. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry shoots at you before the word come out your mouth. But my God, today, It's evidence. It's evidence. Leaving this world, leaving the world. And you are sheep for the slaughter. Depend on hope, have a hope. Have a hope in Jesus. That if you hold out, have a hope in Jesus. That if you hold out, if you bear the pain, if you bear the hurt, you bear the burden that you're taking on, say, must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free. No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. All that consecrated cross I bear till death shall set me free. Our love is the cross you took up. The cross I took up. Only that. Only that will set me free. Only that will set me free. Only that will set me free. Right in the name of Jesus. We ask thee, O God. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Pilgrim to his tiresome land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. I want you to know, beloved, that before I leave you, there are two trains that bound. One bound for glory, where the gates are pearl and the streets are gold, and the silver water running down the throne of God. And the angel bow down, saying, holy, holy, my Lord, the luscious garden. And the tree of life is in the background. And the Lord, the cherubim wing cover the eyes of God. And his angel saying, holy, holy. My God is waiting to welcome me home. Where the streets of gates of pearl and the streets of gold will be forever be with God. But another train called the hellbound train is riding on the track too. He said, all this passenger, he said, ha, 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 ha. You will pay your fare, your murder. You are mutilate. You have slaughtered. You have stolen. You have killed. You have contrived. All abomination of sin, you profit. You have paid your fare. Because I know you have paid your fare, so I land you safe in the lake of fire. Say, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. Ah, beloved, what a price, what a reward you work for, what a price you pay for your selfishness. Where the worm die not. Where the worm die not. And the fire not quench. My friend. Where the worm. You have made this choice. Only want to remind you, but there's still an opportunity. You will call on the Lord. And if you call on the Lord, I know he will hear your cry. He'll answer you. He'll pick you up. He'll turn you around. He'll place your feet on a solid rock. He'll establish your going. put a song in your mouth. Praises, a song in your heart, and the praises in your mouth.